Welcome back for part three of our conversation with Octavio Avila on first-generation students.
And the number two is like, well, I'm also getting to meet people and know people. Mm-hmm. And I'm meeting scientists and professionals and alumni and faculty in these areas of interest of mine, in potential career interests of mine, and academic interests and program interests, and they're getting to know me. So mm-hmm. as I navigate this world that of higher education, USC, college, universities, and there afterwards, I'm not doing it alone.
Yeah,
I could turn to people for support, for help. They could turn to me. We can connect one another. We can share this experience together and be like, look, I'm not the only one. You know, so that those are two of the things that I think in light of the first-gen experience, I would recommend to quiet that voice that sometimes, you know, may make you feel like an imposter. It's like, look, I'm not defined by it. I'm gaining knowledge. I'm gaining, getting to know people, building my network, the people that I know. Great.
Yeah. And so kind of dovetailing into that of overcoming these challenges, what would you say are the top three? And if you have more than three, I would love to hear them. I just wanted to kind of hone us in as much as we can, but give as many as you possibly want. What would you say are the top three resources you would recommend to first-gen students?
Well, you're right. There are several. Now, if we're going to be more specific about, let's say, USC, and then perhaps at large, is like, you know, at USC, I mean, we have a first-generation resource center here as part of our student development programs. You know, there are other like-minded individuals, staff, you know, that could be a resource of support. So that's one I would definitely recommend. Your faculty, you know,
yes,
whether they're first gen or not, you know, especially those that, you know, are empathetic, can understand, and can be a voice of reason and can help you navigate your own experience. I mean, tap into your faculty, tap into staff, you know, whether yourself, Sean, myself, other staff members across campus that are first gen or not, but can help you navigate and, you know, help be part of that social capital attainment or cultural capital attainment, for example, mm-hmm. You know, is another resource, you know, faculty, staff, the first gen resource center, alumni, you know, there are so many individuals just like, I'm just going to say, just like you as a first gen student that have been there, who have done that, who have maybe experienced some of these challenges, you know, some of the successes, and you could reach out to them. You could connect with them. Chances are they might be hiring you. You might be applying to them for graduate school or whatnot. And it's an opportunity for you to leverage as a USC student and there afterwards. And that's not specific just to USC, you know, whether you're at another college institution or otherwise. You know, there are people that could be a resource. There are offices, centers, services that could be a resource. And these are just a few examples that I would underscore at USC. One more definitely that I would mm-hmm. Promote is like mentoring, you know, so any of these individuals can become a mentor, can serve as a mentor, can serve as a guide, can serve as a voice of reason, as a soundboard. So USC Dornsife, we have a mentorship program in mm-hmm. which a lot of our mentors, they're all alumni, a lot of them are first gen, and they are willing to give them themselves, of their experience, of their expertise, to help students like yourself or first gen students to navigate their experience and be that mentor. So I would definitely encourage students to consider our USC Dornsife alumni mentorship program. There's other mentorship programs across campus. The Central Career Center also has a specific first generation mentorship program that I would also kind of promote for students to consider. So these are examples of great resources for our students and individuals here at USC.
Yeah, excuse me. And that's something else that I would add on to what you're saying is ask. That's the number one thing. And I understand that it can be a little bit frightening of, I don't even know what to ask. But that is my challenge to our listeners. And a recommendation is, there are so many resources at USC and at a university at large that are not necessarily hidden, but for whatever reason are not maybe the first thing you would think of. Our office included. A lot of students, they don't think about their career until senior year. I would recommend freshmen come in, sophomores come in, start building that support network of people of I don't know how to start, I don't know where to go, because that's literally mine and Octavia's job is to help you with that process. No matter if you're a first generation student or you're a 10th generation student who just doesn't know where they want to start, I never judge a student. I'm never upset in any way for a student coming in and saying, I don't know this process.
Yeah. No, I hear you with that. And I'm chuckling a little bit, just given one of the last times I was here and perhaps other conversations we've had, and talking about labels and identity. It's like, look, we're meeting with individuals, but one of their identifiers right now is that of a student. And not to romanticize this or whatnot, but it's like this individual will be a VP, will be a president, will be a parent, will be any number of monikers that you might entail. It's like, look, we are engaging the individual who has all this potential and capacity that they will continue to work towards to. So we're not the one all be all. It's kind of like, where they're right there with you. And if we could support you and help you get one step closer to what you want to achieve and your aim, it's like, look, we know we're talking to individuals that won't always, quote unquote, just be a student, be first gen and, fill in the blank.
Please join us for part 4 of our conversation with Octavio Avila on first generation students.